Hey guys, this is the Roman Rabbit, episode 186. I'm your host, Ed Moore. There will be spoilers, so keep that in mind moving forward. I'm looking at today, Usagi Yojimbo, volume 3, issue number 68, published by Dark Horse Comics, with an on-sale date of approximately July 23rd, 2003. Now, for feedback, Teal Productions has presences on Facebook, Twitter, and Blue Sky. I also post on Facebook the episodes on the Usagi Yojimbo page. BigTimeNoise.com/RonanRabbit is the website, and UsagiPodcast@gmail.com is the email address. Now, Sumi-e Part 3 is the title of the story. This is, of course, written, created, and illustrated by Mr. Stan Sakai. Mr. Sakai also did the cover illo with colors by Tom Luth. Now, on the cover, we have left side a big lizard unto, say, Godzilla, and on the right-hand side, a fully armored samurai warrior, all in gray. Now, Godzilla would be normally colored, well, as normal a color as a giant lizard would be. But the warrior is all colored gray, which, just looking at the cover, also down at the very bottom, these two giant creatures are standing. We see land, and then behind them we see trees going up a little bit above them. Down on the ground at the feet, we have an image of Usagi standing watching the two battle. Now the cover, this character, the samurai, is colored that way because he's made of stone. In the book, being black and white with no color, you just have to take somebody's word when they tell you it's a stone warrior. But here, at least on the cover, via coloration, you can get that, pick up that nuance that something is off. And then when you read the story, you realize, oh, well, it's colored that way because it's stone, made of stone. So inside, we have the first story image of this giant samurai creature. He has been summoned by Kesushugi, as he is in possession of the haunted, possessed drawing ink set, and so whatever he draws comes to life. Well, he drew this at the end of last issue, and we heard and felt it approaching through the forest, but we didn't see it until the cover, or this first story page here. And Sasuke tells us that it is Kamakura Akungenta. I'm sure that that is not correct. A-K-U-G-E-N-T-A is the last name. Akugenta. From the Heijai War, returned as a stone Meijin giant. And the Meijin is defined by Mr. Sakai as meaning man-demon. So it's a giant man-demon made of stone in the form of Kamakura Akugenta from the Heijai War. I guess that's a great warrior of that period. So now, very, very, very small. Very small. Maybe the size of one of the creature's fingers, maybe. Usagi and Sasuke are fighting this creature. So Sasuke, because he has magic, is going to try to hold the creature off while he tells Usagi to do something about Kesushige. Yeah. I apologize if listening, I sound kind of like I'm not in my right mind as I try to pronounce these. I may pronounce them two or three times to try to get it in my head, and I apologize about that because those would be very, very difficult to edit out, so I probably won't. But Usagi and... Usagi. Yeah, see the pronunciation thing. I'm trying so hard to get it right that I'm just sounding goofy, I think. Usagi is fighting this mad artist while Sasuke is fighting the stone giant. Neither is particularly getting anywhere until finally Usagi gets the jump on the artist and slashes him once with the sword, knocking him out. The last we see, he has fallen, the artist, Kesushige, has fallen to the ground, clutching either side of his robe on his knees. Usagi runs over to the Sumi-e set and attempts to break it, cut it, slash it, something. And it's like it's protected by an invisible force field or an energy wall of some sort. And he hits the sword, or he hits the set with the sword, but the the sword doesn't impact the ink set, the brush set, and the energy discharge kind of throws Usagi back. So he realizes, so I can't defeat the source of this thing, so to speak. And he tells Sasuke that it didn't work. I couldn't get to it. So we cut back, or not back, we cut over to Jitaro, who had been captured, which is what started all of this, and imprisoned with a bunch of other children. Well, Jitaro got the jump on the lead henchman, Naneki, helped himself and the other five children that were captured escape, and they're running away with Naneki in pursuit. Now, they're all children because children's blood mixed in producing the ink is what gives the ink, which is possessed by a demon, I think we found out. If not, a very evil person, but I believe it's a demon. But that child's ink is what gives it the power to exist, continue to exist, and exist in the drawing set. So that's why they're kids. That's why Jitaro is involved. That's why Usagi is involved. And along the way, if you remember back, he encountered Sasuke, who is called a demon queller. So he hunts and kills demons, and it was easy to convince him. Well, no, he was already on the trail of this. So they joined forces, and there we are. Quick catch up. Jitaro is running through the forest, realizes that the kids are tired. They haven't eaten in a while. They're just going to hold everything back. You know, we won't be able to really go fast enough until inevitably Naneki just catches up because they can't go fast enough. So Jitaro decides to hide the other children, and he will lead Naneki away. And then when they feel that it's safe, to go back towards the way they came and hook up with Usagi, who Jitaro says is his uncle and he's safe and will protect him and whatnot. So they do that, and Jitaro runs off. He hears Naneki. So actually what Jitaro does is he runs off and then circles around so he can keep an eye on, at least in the short term, the area where the other kids are hiding. So Naneki comes shooting through that part of the woods with Jitaro watching, but he stops as, you know, he's about to run right past him and everything, but Naneki stops and he smells the children. So between that and the way he acts and the way he's drawn, I presume that some amount of the influence of the Sumi-E set has altered Naneki in a dark, evil, you know, demonic kind of way as well. Because both he and Kasushige both look kind of evilly disheveled, we'll call it. So Naneki turns and jumps the children who are trying to get away until he's pelted by rocks thrown by Jitaro, distracting him and angering him to the point that he decides to now, as they had originally hoped, chase after Jitaro and leave the kids alone. But now he's doing it not just to catch him. He's upset, Naneki's upset because they escaped. They killed some of his pet animals in the process, and now Jitaro's been bouncing rocks off his gourd, so it kind of adds to his anger, which one would expect. Cut back to Sasuke fighting this giant stone Meijin. Not really doing too well. He's trying some magic sorcery stuff, and it's not damaging the stone giant. The shields that he's constructing, Sasuke, are not really preventing or protecting against anything. The giant is able to break right through them. So he and Usagi get together again, and Sasuke says, well, you know, whatever, just do something. I need help. And just fighting as Usagi isn't really going to help because they're just too small. So Usagi thinks back to that ink set and runs over, sees that there's a little bit of ink left, and is going to draw something, hopefully, that will battle the same size as this Meijin and battle the Meijin. So he starts going through in his mind, and I believe these are all probably ghosts or demons. The first is Anu, N-U-E. No, he doesn't do that. Tengu? No. How about an Oni? A Rakurukubi? No. A Kirin? No. And finally, he's like, oh, I've got it. And he starts inking out, and he draws a very stick figure-y Zilla, which we remember from, at this point, I don't know, many, many issues ago, probably 5 or 6 collected editions ago. They reference Which one does he reference? Usagi references book two, Samurai. So that would be in the second trait, which is, I guess that's, he would have met during the Stories from the Wandering Years before he went to one set publisher long term. So it would have been collected probably, I guess, in that big Fantagraphics set that started everything for me, as far as collections. He comes pounding through the forest and yells out a big Z-Y-L-L-A, Zilla. So this is the Godzilla from the cover, and then the Majin from the cover, also the Stone Giant. So they start fighting. Even Godzilla really doesn't... There's a funny image here on... What is this? Page 14-ish? Yeah. No, page 15-ish. The first panel of the page, which is about probably a two-thirds panel of the whole page. And it's just one giant image of the Stone Giant and Zilla fighting each other, right? It shows all of them, so you can see how big they are. And then down at the ground, running from the left with the pages that he has drawn, is Usagi. But at the right is Sasuke, just standing there watching whatever this is that's occurring, with a giant exclamation mark in the word, or actually in this case it would be, well, he might have made a sound, but I envisioned it more as a thought balloon, which usually are shaped differently, but this is shaped kind of like a word balloon, and that's it. So he's just, his jaw has just dropped with this giant lizard creature rumbling from the depths 30 stories high, you know, breathing fire, his head in the sky. Yeah, okay, that's a little song reference there for anybody that recognizes those lyrics. But Sasuke is just taken aback. He and Usagi talk a little bit. They hope that the giant lizard, the Zilla, is able to hold off the Majin long enough for them to do something. So they run into the house where Katsushige was. Usagi to rescue the children. Sasuke to find any other drawings. So I guess these other creatures that aren't or haven't been destroyed must still be wandering around or whatever. They must still exist. I mean, we saw that when the creature is defeated, its drawing disappears. And we see the reverse here in one section of this story here in a little bit moving forward. So I guess because the drawing still exists, those creatures do. And so Sasuke is after those. Another page of the Stone Giant and Zilla fighting each other. Back to Usagi and Sasuke. Usagi hands Sasuke the pictures he's made and the ones he found that contained the Stone Giant Majin. He goes around back, Usagi does, and he finds Jotaro's shuriken head deep in this lizard creature from where he killed it. He sees the cage where they broke out. He sees the window where they broke out, and he puts together that Jotaro helped the children escape, and they're now out there somewhere. So they're away from what's going on here. He goes back to Sasuke to tell them that the children are okay, and we cut to Jotaro running from Nineki, finding a sword and picking it up, probably going to wield it onto a boken. He is familiar and is trained with the boken, so he should be able to hold off, you know, most adults without a weapon fairly well. And he does hear it first, but then finally Nineki gets too close. He grabs the stick away and knocks Jotaro down, and he tumbles down a hillside, bumping ow, 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 ow each time he's rolling. And so I would imagine each time he hits the ground and bounces up, that's an ow. And it just happens over and over again, finally, until he falls into, I'm going to say, some kind of moving water, whether it be a large creek or a small river here. Nineki runs down to the shore and looks in, doesn't see any sign of Jotaro, and says he'll need to come up for air sooner or later. And so he just hunkers down and waits, which, if this is moving water, waiting in the same place doesn't seem like it's going to work, because when Jotaro does pop up, it'll be, you know, downstream down that way somewhere. But so what happens? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a lake or a big pond or something like that. But I just got the impression, the way it's drawn, that it's moving water. So we'll see next issue, because we don't go back to Jotaro for the rest of this issue. So we'll have to wait. Usagi helps Sasuke, who is digging out all of these drawings. he takes the drawing of the giant Meijin samurai and he does some kind of magical whammy on it. The two panels side by side are Sasuke, like, conscious, holding the papers in front of him. You turned out to be an excellent artist, Katsushige. Too bad. And then the next panel, he has either squinted or closed his eyes, still holding the papers, and this nimbus of energy emits from, like, his body or his head or so, and it just takes out the whole panel. It expands, takes up all the space. So he gave the pages some kind of whammy. And then the next three panels, which are the last on the page, we see the drawing. It starts to hiss and smoke. And then the paper that it's on catches fire. So Sasuke gave it some kind of whammy and it's destroying the pages. And so hopefully if the origin of the creatures is destroyed, that will destroy the creatures, I'm assuming. We cut back. We see Zilla and the Meijin fighting, and then over several panels, we see them disperse. So Zilla was in with those drawings as well. Usagi exclaiming, oh no, because he runs out to where he had left the ink set, because remember, he drew in it and then left it grabbing the drawings and ran over to Sasuke. So the ink set, the brush and ink set, and Katsushige are both gone. So apparently Katsushige was just momentarily knocked for a loop, came to his senses while our heroes were inside the building looking for things, gathered up his ball, and went home. No, he ran away. So now they decide that they talk for a minute because Katsushige with the ink set went, we'll say, one way. Jotaro is known to have gone another way. And so they talk about what they're going to do real quick, and they go after Jotaro and the children because they realize they haven't seen Nanneki in a while, so he is probably pursuing them. So Jotaro and the children probably are still in some amount of danger, where the Katsushige and the ink set is out of ink, so he can't draw anymore till he manufactures some more ink, and he's not going to be able to do that on the run. So he becomes secondary, helping Jotaro becomes primary. They decide to go after Jotaro, who Sasuke said he's okay. They've gone east. And Usagi stops and he's like, huh? How do you know that? Now, that's one time. There's a second time that something like that happens with this Sasuke character, and Usagi is caught off guard. But he just watched over two issues, Sasuke and previous encounters with the character as well, watched him do magical, hocusy-pocusy kind of things. I mean, conjuring creatures, streaming energy as lines of energy force or fire or what have you. Those Usagi has seen. But the fact that this dude happens to know something with no visible evidence kind of catches Usagi by surprise, which I was like, you know, you've seen him do much bigger and just swallowed and went on. But this is, yeah, so... So they go after Jotaro. We catch up with Katsushige. He's hurt. He's injured. He's trying to run away, but he's faltering. He gets jumped on by just some random brigand. Slices him down, flips him over. Katsushige is like, oh no, my box, don't. So automatically the brigand knows that, oh, well, there's something about this box that you're carrying. So he goes over and opens it up and he says, what? Well, there's nothing in here but some paper and a brush, and there's not even any ink, but just holding it makes my hands tingle. What's happening to me? I and then you see, and then a skull over here with where Katsushige died, and then the entity in the Sumi-E set takes over this brigand. Now, it's definite that's what happened. You can see a difference in the brigand. He goes from looking normal to then having this black shadow with pupilless eyes. But earlier in the story, Katsushige said that he was not worried about things because the demon of the set would have to keep Katsushige alive to have someone to draw. So now that there is a new, healthier individual, the essence is transferred to the new individual, leaving Katsushige, who physically doesn't have enough juice on his own to live. So he dies when that entity moves. And I should have written it down. I pretty sure they gave the entity a name. If I look here, no, I didn't write it down if they did. So, whatever that entity is, whatever that demonic power is, it's now in the body of a brigand who is used to waylaying people for money, but he has a magical drawing set. So, Jotaro is with the kids. They're trying to hide. The kids themselves. Usagi and Sasuke runs upon him. Sasuke says that he will now take charge of the kids and return them to safety. And as they're parting ways, the other incident that I referred to where Sasuke spoke something that he supposedly wouldn't know is he referred to Jotaro as Usagi's son. And Usagi is taken aback by that. Now that I can understand because he's taken aback by the knowledge that Sasuke possesses. How in the world do you have that knowledge? Picking out which way they went could have been a guess. Maybe Sasuke saw something, so you can kind of, you know, whatever. But that also surprised Usagi. This definitely did because there's only, I think, three people. And one of them is not even, I think, at this point, Jotaro. There's only three people that know, I believe, that Jotaro is Usagi's son. And Sasuke is not one of them, but he does know here. So he stays with the kids, tells Usagi to go find Jotaro. Usagi rushes off. We have a kanji here, which if anybody knows out there what this last kanji is, at the end of the page we see the end. I don't know if that is the kanji for it or not. And I apologize, that may not even be a kanji. I think it is. Then the inside back panel is an advert for, it's a piece of art. Piece of Space Usagi art by Guy Davis. And then we're told, be on the lookout for the Fantastic Four Legends Volume 1 Unstable Molecules trade paperback, collecting the limited series by James Sturm and Guy Davis, scheduled for July release and highly recommended. So, the artwork is just a piece of art for Space Usagi. It might have shown up in the collected colored reprints here that have just come out. I don't know. By Guy Davis. But then there's a prose advert for a Marvel Comics book in a Dark Horse book that is Usagi, not superhero. Yeah, just the whole thing I just thought was interesting. So I guess they asked Guy Davis, hey, do you want us to plug anything when we talk about your piece of art that you let us show? And he's like, yeah, why don't you? This is the latest thing I've got out. So there we go. And then the back cover itself is a color image of Usagi, sword drawn, ears flapping, angered, charging viciously. And that's the end of our book. So there we go. So this is Sumi-E Part 3. So the next will be a Part 4. This is turning out to be kind of a longish little story here that we've got. So the main evil Katsushige is defeated as far as we know. The entity that was driving him, though, has transferred to another individual, and it still exists. Katsushige's henchman, Nineki, is chasing Jotaro. Jotaro was protecting a group of children, but they're safe. Sasuke is going to return them. Jotaro continued running. Nineki threw him into a body of water of some sort. Usagi is going to find Jotaro now. So he still has Nineki to contend with. He has to find Jotaro. Everything else has kind of been summed up. As far as the story goes, except for the Sumi-E entity that is no longer in Katsushige, but now is in some just generic brigand running around, evil drawing people or whatever. Mr. Sakai gave us the term Majin, Majin, which is man-demon. And then we also saw the word Shuriken, which we have seen before. That's the throwing stars. Jotaro used that to kill a demonically influenced Tokage that had grown kind of mean and nasty to help the children initially escape. Next time out, guys, I will be looking at a Volume 4 book, issue number 26, that was put out by IDW. Should be street date February 16, 2022. So as I sit and record, that's close to just being, at the speed I'm going, I say that, just being 3 years away, and I'll be looking at the current stuff, but it will still be a little while. 26. I don't think probably all of this calendar year I'll finish up this fourth volume to go back to the fifth volume. But it's coming. Hang in there. I do these once a month, along with way too many other projects. But there we go for Usagi Yojimbo. Try that again. There we go for Usagi Yojimbo, Volume 3, Issue Number 68, Sumi-e Part 3. Talk to you guys next month. Ciao.